Try and practice this week or this month not reacting to rivalry and being less afraid of it. Asking them to solve it. If they're screaming in the car and you have to pull the car aside, or you need them to, there are places where you need to just say enough. But there are times when even if you stop the car, you can listen to what's going on and figure it out. Then you can say, how are you going to solve this? Be quiet. How are you two going to solve this? I want you to practice that for your school-age kids for a long time. Even little ones can do it. It's so cool. Because when they start doing it, you're so surprised that they come up with solutions. And it's so liberating, because what you realize is that you didn't have to fix it. They can fix it. So learn to ignore more. We talked about that. And what I'm talking about when I say they can fix it is maturation. You want them to be accountable for their own problem solving. You're going to get very exhausted as parents if you feel responsible for everything, take everything personally, and feel that you have to fix everything. You're not that powerful. And everything they do is not about you. So if you step out of it a little bit more and ask them to do the work, they're building problem solving skills. They're maturing. So isn't it nice that you can feel liberated? You all don't look very happy right now, but you should. Because it's liberating to recognize that you don't, if you're just a guiding light, you say, how are you going to solve that? Once you've validated what each person wants or needs, and is it immediate? Probably a lot of times it's not immediate, and you can just say, well, think about it. Or when you can solve it, you can get it back. Or when you come up with a solution, and then they have to sit on it.